Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Cash and Trash, Mark Deuce. Patty Mellon versus In-N-Out Burger. Patty Mellon is the lead. That's a fair take.
Yeah, but that's also totally moving the goalposts of what we're talking about.
No, right. I think it's a sidebar conversation. I don't think the junkie was, like, arguing. I think he was saying, an addition to, I think.
No, I agree. But Patty Melt's my go-to.
You know what I miss from Whataburger? Somebody said Shake Shack. You know what I miss from Whataburger? Cash or Trash this. The best, the burger, like, they, what is this burger that Whataburger, like, constantly brings it back?
In the Monterey Melt.
Melt.
I think it's currently back.
Yeah, I think it is. They're the commercials. Like, yeah. Here is the burger Whataburger should bring back. The Green Hatch Chili Burger.
Oh, yeah.
Was elite.
Yeah. I think elite. That's a seasonal thing, though, right?
It hasn't been there in like 5 years.
Oh, okay.
The last time.
Like, Hatch Chilies are only like August and September.
That's fine. Yeah, I'm fine with it being a seasonal burger. But I want it every season.
Sure, sure.
They haven't had the Green Hatch Burger since, I want to say, Lance McCullers got hurt in the White Sox series. Why do I remember that? Because I remember picking up a Green Hatch Chili Burger every single day that the Astros played the White Sox. That was my go-to. I'd have a Green Hatch Chili Burger and I'd watch the game.
Badass,
I haven't had a
butterball.
Green Hatch Chili Burger since Lance McCullers' elbow was stable. That's a long time without my favorite burger.
So it's Whataburger's fault.
It's a long time without my favorite burger.
I never tried this.
It's
one.
So
it
good.
It looks awesome.
It is so good. Way better than the Monterey Melt.
Yeah,
way
I would agree.
Better.
Hatch green chilies in general, like every time we get to that season and HEB puts out all their Hatch green chili stuff, I buy all of it, man. It's so,
so good. I love, give me a little green hatch. Right down the hatch. Hot take, I was born in California, lived there as a kid, and I think Whataburger is better than In-N-Out. Josh from Seabrook, more power to you, man. But In-N-Out Burger is a tasty burger. I will say the one on El Dorado doesn't taste anything like the In-N-Out in Cali. Cali's In-N-Out is way better. That's fair. I've heard that, too. Culver's has the best onion rings. I haven't had their onion rings.
They're very good.
Yeah, I haven't either. Onion rings? Yep, I haven't either.
I haven't had their onion rings. A Whataburger like Sonic is such a bland burger. That's insulting. To call a Whataburger burger like a Sonic burger is insulting. Not saying you're wrong, just saying it's an insult. Fuddruckers, are there still any Fuddruckers around?
I haven't seen one.
I thought they closed.
Yeah.
I haven't seen. There might be one. Is the one in the Woodlands still open?
Maybe. Like, the last one I knew of was the one in Kingwood that you would have known about.
Closed?
But it's changed to a taco shop, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I haven't been deep into the Hardin Kingwood in a while.
So, I don't know of any Fuddruckers that are still around.
Key from L.A., Whataburger's overrated, and Freddy's is elite over Whataburger. I do like a Freddy's burger.
Freddy's is good.
Freddy's is good.
What do they call theirs? They have like a specific, it's not, is it just a smash burger? I think they call it a smash burger.
It is a smash burger. I don't know if it has a name to it, though.
You know what I think Freddy's fries are underrated, and their spicy fry sauce?
It's elite.
Very, very good. I haven't had Freddy's in a while. I might get Freddy's on the way home now. 713-780 ESPN. Last time I had it in and out was in California was trash. No more Fuddruckers in the Woodlands, darn. Cash or trash? Texas Tex-Mex restaurant scented Yankee candle.
Trash.
Trash.
I'm going to trash that.
Trash.
I don't want that at all. True story. I was nearly in a commercial for Whataburger for the Hatch Chili Burger. Well, bring it back, Peter K.
Yeah, come on.
Maybe you have some pool.
I want to try it.
There's still Fuddruckers at I-10 and Gessner-ish. Oh, I didn't know that. Freddy's has small patty. You have small patties. Fuddruckers in town and country, I believe, is still there. Freddy's steak burger. That's what it is. That's what I was thinking. But it's more of a smash burger. Pretty good. Yeah, I don't know. Fuddruckers in Webster still open, Joe.
I didn't. There is?
That's what a junkie just said.
I didn't realize
there's
that.
Still a Fuddruckers by Memorial City Mall, I-10 Beltway 8. You know what I used to like to do at Fuddruckers as a fat boy? Remember their fries were like wedges.
Mm-hmm.
They're like little wedges. Mm-hmm. You put that. Remember, they would have the cheese that you could push down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You put the cheese on their wedges. Oh, game changer! Game changer.
You miss it, huh?
I think they had a jalapeno cheddar as well. We used
I
to do
think
the
you're right. Yeah.
We used to do the Kelvin Sampson show there. way back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, we upgraded with food.
For sure.
But, yeah, I used to have Fuddruckers like once a week. So I would get the jalapeno cheddar on those potato wedges. Ooh, baby. You don't get a body like this not eating good. Fuddruckers and Baybrook, small sliders, better than any burger known to mankind. Is that the one? Is that the Drew Brees joint? I think Drew Brees owns small sliders or has like an ownership in it.
I've never heard
and
of
I wanna
small
say
sliders.
I want to say it's in Tomball. Burger Depot, Beaumont. Never had Burger Depot in Beaumont. Stomps, Best Burger. I've heard Stomps is very good. I need to get out there to Stomps. More Fuddruckers. Confirming Webster's Fuddruckers is still open. Joe, how do you not know this?
I don't know. I guess.
There's a Fuddruckers in Webster, says another junkie. How do you not know this?
I don't know. I don't really like Fuddruckers.
Wendy's is underrated.
It's fine.
Can it be underrated when they're closing hundreds
they're
of their
rebuilding.
Businesses?
I don't think that Wendy's is underrated. I think it's properly rated for what it is.
It's fine.
Their burgers have gotten very small. Watt blasted him the other day. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Like Watt, it's like
With the tiny burger.
He didn't say who it belonged to, but
you could tell.
These are the squared patties.
Yeah.
I mean, you can easily tell a Wendy's burger from any other burger.
Is he the reason why Wendy's is having to close all their stores?
Yeah, he might be in bed with Culver's. It might be big Culver's going on here.
He's an influencer.
He is an influencer. Absolutely is. Beck's Prime has a good burger. Beck's Prime's fine.
It's not fast food.
We need more Culver's.
More fast casual. Yeah. I would agree. I would agree to that.
Yeah, it's not. No, Beck's Prime doesn't kind of fit in the category.
No, it's more fast casual.
It's very good. It just doesn't fit the category.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go fast casual, like Champ's Burgers is very good. I wouldn't consider that fast food. That's a little trailer. I like Jax's Burgers. Jax's Burgers are phenomenal. Very, very good. Jax's Burgers. 713-780-ASPN. Whataburger in Colorado doesn't taste the same as here. I think it's the altitude. The altitude comes into play for that.
They got to put it in the humidor before they serve it to you.
Culver's is the best burger. There's apparently a lot of Fuddruckers, guys.
I didn't realize
that. I don't know why I said it that way, but there's a lot of Fuddruckers.
A lot of Fuddruckers.
I put a huge emphasis between the Fudd and the Ruckers there for some reason.
What are we up to? Like at least three?
I think it was like a half a dozen maybe. Yeah. Hatch green chili pepper, thick cut bacon at H-E-B's top tier. You've had that?
Yeah, it's real good.
Is it? It's in the bacon?
Yeah, yeah.
Files are in the computer.
They also do that with their sausage. They do it like a Hatch guacamole. They do Hatch everything. It's so good.
Did you say guacamole?
I think I did. How would you prefer me say
guacamole?
Okay, whatever.
I don't know why you said guac.
Fuddruckers.
Look, I know people are trying to make like Fuddruckers feel like a thing. I just counted how many exist total
in the world.
43.
Oh, really?
In the States.
That's a lot. Like, how many are in the greater Houston area?
Looks like three.
Are there any outside of Texas at this point?
Yeah, there's a lot outside. There's about eight in Texas.
Okay. Oh.
And that's okay. It.
Cash or Trash, the Monte Cristo from Bennigan's is a top five sandwich of all time. Joe might be too young to have had a Monte Cristo from Bennigan's.
Yeah.
My wife liked it. I never had it.
You never had a Monte Cristo?
No, my wife liked it, but I never had it.
They were awesome. What was the little dip you dip it in?
I don't know.
Was it an au jus?
Probably sounds right, but
I don't know. It might have just been an au jus. Yeah. The Monte Cristos were amazing. They're all gone. There's one Bennigan's left in the world?
Was one Bennigan's left, but I don't know where it's at.
I think there might be a Bennigan's in an airport.
But it's like with all those things, when they close, if they're privately owned, like there's still some Lubies around. If it's privately owned, they could stay open for a while.
Well, that's what Fuddruckers is.
Yeah, same thing with Fuddruckers because, they're a part of the same parent company, but same thing with Blockbuster. As long as
Cafe Olay too.
Yeah, exactly. If it's privately owned, then it could stay open for a while.
There's a couple Bennigan's left, it looks like.
Really?
There's about six.
What's the nearest one to us?
Monahans, Texas? Or Borger?
Was this Jose
Jorge? How do you spell that?
B-O-R-G-E-R.
Oh, okay.
Borger?
I thought you were saying like Bulger.
Mark Bulger. Yeah. He's got a Fuddruckers.
Don't sleep on Pete Terry's. Pete Terry's does have a fantastic burger. Stan City Bites are very, very good. I'm a big burger fan, as you might know. Love me some cheeseburgers. You remember the Chop House Cheddar Burger from Whataburger? That was fire. I do remember that. That was pretty good. Four burgers, four fries, four sodas at Brick's Prime is $98. It is like, it's like four stars on, it's like $4 symbol on Yelp. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you see the, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it's up there. Sun Burger in Baytown is good. I don't know if anything in Baytown is good. Just kidding. I'm kidding. Breeze's ownership in walk-ons. You know, the story of walk-ons is pretty cool. It was like LSU basketball players who were walk-on students. They're walk-on players to the team.
Okay.
And one of their classes was like a business class, and they had to create a business, and they created walk-ons.
Oh, interesting.
And they wrote the their plan on like a sheet of paper, or maybe even a napkin. And all the napkins at walk-ons have their original little scrap writing on there.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story. Their food's very good.
There's one right by me.
Yeah, I haven't been to a lot of the places locally. I've been to the one in Baton Rouge a couple of times. I actually sat across the dining room from Kim Mullet Robinson one time at a walk-on's bistro in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one in Webster.
I think that was in 2014. That was 2014. It was the Baton Rouge Regional when Houston Cougars beat Aaron Nola and Alex Bregman on a Monday Game 7.
Hmm. You remember that fondly.
Houston Cougar baseball 4-0, Joe.
That's good. Congratulations.
4-0. Oh, yeah, I had a couple more cashers and trashers here. Taylor Trammell will make the team over Joey Loperfido, assuming they're both healthy.
Trash.
Mm, okay. You're going to have to ask that history on that one. Brian?
Yeah, I'm going to trash it.
No, you guys are going to ask that history on that one. Ben DeBose had one, guys. Okay. Houston wouldn't have traded for Kevin Durant if they knew Fred VanVleet would have been injured.
That's interesting. Trash.
Okay.
Trash. Same.
Yeah, I trashed that one, actually.
Trash.
Did you see Nick Wright's idea for the NBA All-Star game?
I did. Cash it.
He wants white guys versus black guys.
Cash it.
I find this to be very racist, actually.
Yes, but like, cash it.
I trashed this. This is racism.
Yes, but cash.
It's what this is.
But it would be must-watch.
Would you watch it?
No. I wouldn't, because I don't believe in this. I sincerely think that it's a racist proposal.
It is.
By definition, it is racist.
Yes,
it is by definition.
No, I'm out. Trash it.
Trash.
All of it. No. No. That's so dumb.
I was.
Plus, I'm not sure that you can fill a roster.
Yeah.
Because
McClung might have to play.
There was a caveat when he said it.
The international guys are white guys?
Yes. But also, I think he said you need Walker Kessler to develop into a good player so you can fill out a roster.
Makes sense.
But
how about this ability to trade 5 first rounders in the NFL instead of 3?
You mean 5 years worth of first rounders?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to trash it because I want to save GMs from themselves.
Trash.
I trash it. I think it's terrible.
Trash.
Yeah.
Like, I just, what are the, some of these?
Yeah, look.
What are these teams going to do?
Yeah, look at some of these huge trades that have been made. Like, how much more over the top some of these teams go if they could trade 5 years?
I mean, who knows?
Instead of 3.
I mean, it would have been great for the Texans. They might have got 5 years worth of picks for Deshaun Watson. But
maybe
you got to save GMs from themselves. I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah, I think it's a terrible idea. It'd be bad for owners, I think, especially. Junkie. Okay, I got the dip wrong. The confidence that you claim to dip a Monte Cristo in Ajus means you've never had a Monte Cristo LOL dipped in jam. I'm talking about the Monte Cristo from Binnigan's that I haven't had since I was 7. Like, you're holding me to a very high standard here, bro. Yeah. Like, that was 30 years ago. I don't remember what I had 30 years ago at Binnigan's before they all went out of business. The Binnigan's on 1960 in Humble. My bad. I got the dip wrong.
That guy's been waiting for 30 years to dunk on someone about Binnigan's.
I actually do think I've been. I think I have been to Binnigan's.
Okay.
Because one of the ones left is in a town like right by me.
They have a lot of they have a lot of flair.
Yeah, I did wonder if that's what that restaurant and Office Space was based on.
Oh, for sure.
It felt very similar.
For sure. Somebody said Buns Lut in Spring has legit burgers. Have y'all had Buns Lut?
They used to have a food truck that was like right by us, like a couple streets over, and I picked it up a couple times. It's pretty good.
I'm gonna need to try Buns Lut. I've been meeting. There's one that came up in my.
I think you can say it.
You can say Buns Lut.
No, it's an inside joke. There's one that was built near my neighborhood, Buns Lut, and I've been meaning to try it, but I haven't been in a while.
I haven't been yet.
It's good.
I haven't tried it.
You like Buns Lut?
What's your make sure you get extra slut sauce. No, that's legit. They call it that.
I believe you. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Jorge, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Jorge?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, the dip that you put the Monte Cristo in was raspberry jam.
My bad, Jorge. Boom, shakalaka!
And the au jus that you were referencing was for their French dip.
Ah, that's it. I knew it. Thank you, Jorge.
I worked at the store at Baybrook Mall for a short time.
Cool. Did you like the Monte Cristo?
Oh man, that thing! Oh gee, you couldn't eat for 2 days after you ate one of those things.
I believe it. Appreciate you. Appreciate you wising me up.
Can on I ask?
The dips of sandwiches?
You were confident. It was
Thank
Jorge.
No, I was totally good. No.
Okay, Toto Mitotora. I mean, it was spelled George. To be fair.
He might have just went with it.
I know.
That was the joke.
He might have just went with it. Adam, remember Prince's Burgers in West University? I remember it, but I don't remember ever eating it. So, yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Thank you for calling, Jorge. I appreciate it. 713-780-3776. Joe Espada has a pep talk to the guys. Today, yesterday was the first day, right? A full squad workouts. I think yesterday was the first day. Maybe he said this yesterday. Maybe he said it today. Maybe they needed a bunch of editing and they released it today. But we haven't heard this yet, by the way. I listened to the first 5 seconds and I said, hey, let's just react to this on air. So Joe Espada rallying the troops ahead of Astros spring training. We'll hear it next. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5.
Is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Brian's trying to get us fired. Did you catch that?
All right, Jeremy's mic was on.
My mic was on.
Yeah. Hot mic.
Trying to get him fired.
What'd you say?
Did you play this song intentionally?
Yes.
No, I was happy accident.
Monte Cristo to Monte Carlo.
I'd like to take credit for it, but no, that's
actually
happy accident.
I don't say anything inappropriate. I don't say things behind an open mic.
Could have got me, though.
Yeah, you wouldn't even say slut.
It's called Buns Lut.
I don't think it is.
It could have gotten Joe. Maybe you're trying to get Joe fired.
It could have got me.
Joe might drop something.
We were just talking about CJ Stroud.
Of the two
thin.
Of you, far more likely.
There were things I said in the break earlier that would have been bad.
Yeah. Stroud does look thinner, though. Like, we were talking about that through the open mic, seeing if you guys were paying attention. Dozens and dozens of junkies.
Shred up, Stroud!
He looks thinner to me. I reposted it a little bit earlier. I'm not going to do it again. But he looks like he shredded, I don't know, like 5 pounds. His face just looks thinner. Maybe it's the haircut. I don't know. But I am one that is a master of the male's body. And he...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I can detect...
I don't want to see wieners.
A few pounds. This show does that better than anybody. I think I can detect a few pounds lost or gained pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere in particular you might notice that weight loss?
Yes, CJ Stroud.
No, like, but you said the male body, like any part in particular?
No, just in the...
You know what
totality.
I really like, though? Booty.
You're very immature, I've learned.
Yeah. Guilty as charged.
You're a very immature man.
Guess what? I laughed.
The cuts that he has, the video games that he plays.
No, I don't want it in the butt.
CJ Stroud shirt he has. He is an immature man boy. Like, I would love to just fill every hole. Man child. What's the Sabrina Carpenter song? I think it's Man Child.
I don't know.
Brian, you are a man child.
No idea.
You don't know Sabrina Carpenter?
No, I don't know the song.
I know who she is.
You've heard Sabrina Carpenter's Man Child.
I know that song. I mean, I probably heard it, but I don't know the name of it.
It's a hit. It's a hit.
I mean, Espresso's on our college football game, so I've heard that one.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Does the band play that
one? Yeah, it's one of the band ones, yeah.
Brian, you are a man child. I just want you to
He's really good at reading the holes and penetrating through them.
The face in a man is a telltale sign. I told you. What did I tell you?
It's true.
You have all of those cuts of me saying those things?
I do.
This is an example, though, of, like, fake news, you know? Like, I said all those things, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that you use them in context, Brian can frame me into being some monster.
You're right. He can.
I mean, at least he never said this.
Some monster.
I want to see wieners. I don't want to see them. What's wrong with that?
This is there's, you know,
nothing,
honestly,
there's nothing against that.
Yeah, I think it's fair. That's a fair take.
I agree.
Yeah, maybe some do. It's 2026.
But
there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't.
You don't. But this, like, honest take from this last few minutes of Brian playing inappropriate drops of things I've said in different context. This is reality television. Like, this is how reality television works. Is if you film somebody, like, Brian films us for 15 hours a week on it, like, our voices. Reality television, they're filming them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can create a character out of any person however you seem fit.
Oh, yeah.
It might be like a perfect person that never does any wrong. No one's perfect, but you get what I'm going with here. And you can make them look like a monster.
And then the question
is...
And vice versa. Do you feed into it or not?
Right.
Once you've seen it.
Yeah, the propaganda. Do you buy into it?
Like the Jersey Shore characters, they did.
Like, I think there's a big reason why the Kardashians always had, like, executive control over their shows. But, like, that's why you, as a reality star, should have executive control over your edit. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to be perceived in a way that you're not. Like, Brian is currently perceiving me in a way that I'm not. Anyways, Joe Espada, we all know CJ cried and cried and cried after the season. He lost the weight stressing out. That's not very nice. That's not very nice. Blah, 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 blah. Stroud hasn't been able to eat. That's why.
I've lost a lot of things, and one of them has been my smile.
How much did that smile weigh? CJ Stroud. Stroud did lose his smile a couple of times in this offseason.
He's smiling in the photo.
Yeah, but he did lose his smile more than one occasion.
I don't blame him.
And he'll probably lose his smile again. He'll find it, and he'll lose it, and he'll find it, and he'll lose it.
Especially when he's told he's not getting $55 million.
You know who smiles a lot?
Who's that?
The skipper of the Houston Astros.
He does.
Joe Espada, which... Blind rank Joe Espada. Where would you have him amongst managers in Major League Baseball?
Bottom 10.
Wow.
Bottom 15.
Ooh. Well, it's,
probably
okay.
Bottom 10.
How many times are you going to change your 10. Take in 5 seconds?
Bottom 10.
Just, okay.
Bottom 10.
All right. I was going to put him middle third.
Okay.
I think he's middle of the pack. He's your Davis Mills manager. But I think he's a little cheesy. I think he'd be a little cheesy at times.
A little?
Yeah, I think he'd be a heavy cheese maybe. The Cam Smith thing is something that I pointed. Very unpopular opinion to have at the time, by the way.
You were right.
I got called a monster for being like, "Yeah, this is kind of cheesy, guys. This is kind of cheesy what he's doing." Big leaguers aren't going to, think too kindly of this, or they're going to kind of scoff at this, kind of laugh at this. And Astros, no, there's nothing wrong with what he did. They don't talk like that though. But anyways, we haven't heard this. We have not heard this. Joe, this is legitimate. Astros posted this out. They have a Joe Espada addressing the club, getting ready for spring training, getting ready for the season. It's 61 seconds here. We have not heard it. Brian might have, but we have not. It says, "The fight," in all capital letters, "starts now." Hashtag.
We chase the fight.
So.
Chase it.
Unfiltered. Nothing to worry about that. Unedited. Unless the Astros did it with their admin control, here is the jacked Astros manager, Joe Espada.
One thing that defined this group is, yes, two things, actually. Number one is the resiliency in this group. No one, no team fight more than me. But being here for 9 years, we get back up like no one else. We get beat up, we fight back. We're going to out-hustle, we're going to outplay teams. But that's who we are. He's going to need everyone in this group, everyone, every individual in this clubhouse to win one game. Whatever it is, whatever it's going to take. You walk through those doors every day, you're trying to get back. And number two is discipline. Fellas, we know what we need to do. We show up every day. We do. We show up. Our goal is to be the last team in San Diego. That's it. That's our mission. That's what we do. Fight for one another. And at the end of the year, it's going to be a fun party for us, okay? Let's go to work.
Why are you laughing already, Brian?
I mean, his second bullet point was discipline, and then he proceeded to talk nothing about discipline.
He just guaranteed a championship.
Like, he was like, point number two, discipline. We're going to win this year. Like, what? What does that have to do with
discipline?
Everybody
knows what discipline means. You'd have to insult their intelligence.
Then why even bring it up?
Well, he almost forgot at the beginning.
Yeah. See, here's two things.
My first takeaway is this is bad teamwork. Like, you could have edited this video to just start with number one instead of him saying one thing, actually two things.
You think he got a bad edit?
Bad teammates.
You got a bad edit.
We should have helped him out there.
The admin hung him out to dry.
Big time.
That's not a bad take. I have a bigger picture take on Espada.
Let's hear it.
I think Espada has an idea of what he thinks like a manager should look like, and he tries to live that perception, and it's not really who he is. Like, this is the start of spring training, and he's giving like a Newt Rockne speech.
See, I don't think this is uncommon.
I think it is.
I think it's uncommon that either Joe or the Astros feel the need to post it on social media.
I don't think there's many managers in baseball, Joe, that are giving a pep talk, fire them up speech on day one of spring training.
It's probably more like, these are our goals.
Yeah, here's what we're going to do. But he's like trying to like get them to like rally the troops.
No one gets up more than they do. No one fights harder.
He said every single one of you are going to be relied on to win us a game. Mm-hmm. Like there's non-roster invitees there.
Well, they're going to be relied on.
I don't know how you can say. I like Espada, like the individual, and I'm hoping well for him. Like I wish him well. Like I root for him because I do like him as a man. I think he's a good man. I think he's a little cheesy. I think he watches some Herb Brooks speeches and like I'm going to give them a fire them up speech on day one of spring training. These are professional ball players, which half of them aren't even going to make the team. Like I don't think that the setting and the timing is really appropriate, quite frankly.
Yeah, I think it's just strange.
And he also, like, the way he carries himself, like, even, like, during the games, like, he's, okay, this is how I want to be. Instead of just being him, I think he's almost like being, like, a shell of himself.
Kind of like imposter syndrome?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah, I've always had this the sense of him like that.
I mean, even, like, think back to the I think the weirdest one last year was actually the All-Star video where he's announcing the All-Stars. And Josh Hader's not there.
Yeah.
And he walks in late.
Yeah, it was funny.
And so then, like, there's, like, a cut in the edit, and it's like, that's weird.
Yeah.
And he made this announcement. Like, I have to make this announcement right now, but one of my all-stars I did not realize is not here in the video with me. I just don't get why it's posted. It's also not very, like, I'm fired up.
Yeah, I don't think this is a speech that's really day one of spring training. I think day one of spring training, the manager addressed the team like, hey, we're ready for a good year.
Yeah, this is more going to the playoffs speech.
I find it to be kind of weird, man. And the other thing, too, like why I think that he's trying to like act like something and like kind of like it's almost scripty because like how many times did he talk about fight where their hashtag is chase the fight?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like. He has, like, his talking points. Like, I bet you he wrote this speech.
Oh, 100%.
Which, like, that's kind of weird.
He 100% wrote it.
Not that any of this stuff matters. Like, is this going to impact the amount of games the Astros win? I don't think so. Unless the clubhouse doesn't take him seriously. If the clubhouse doesn't take him seriously, that's an issue. I'm not saying that's the case. Junkie says baseball is not really a pep talk type of sport. I agree. Unless it's like a critical game, like in the postseason, and you're like trying to like fire up your team. Like maybe you're in a 4-game losing streak and you come into the clubhouse and you're throwing bats. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like you kick a water cooler because you've lost 3 in a row. Or like it's not day one of spring training. You're not sitting there giving a rah-rah.
No, I mean, and I'm not one that is. Like, Joe Espada needs to get thrown out of a game to help motivate his team. I think the players need to be self-motivated, and most of the time they are. I think it's just generally unnecessary it should be unnecessary for coaches of professional athletes to have to motivate their players. You have what's in front of you.
I think there are times that you can jump them a little bit.
Yeah.
No,
but not in this moment.
No.
Like, you're going to go out and hit
BP. Right.
And stand behind Altuve at second base.
Right.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then you're to post it on, like, whatever. Like, you're trying, you're getting content, and everything's content these days.
I just want to know whose idea it is. Like, that to me is a differentiator, where if it's his idea, like, hey, I'm going to give a speech here. Let's make sure we get this on video and post it on social media.
Yeah, I'm not privy to that information, but that's a good point.
If it's that, that's weird. I think for the PR team, it's one of those things I would tell them. Or the social media team, like, you don't need to post this.
The Cam Smith in the clubhouse last year should have been posted.
It just doesn't need to be. It's not. It doesn't. Not everything needs to be for public consumption.
See, I think it's Espada again trying to live this image
because it's only his things.
And I'm not saying that he's fake. Like, I know it sounds like I'm saying he's fake. I don't think he's fake. I think he just has this image of like the manager he wants to be, and like, you know, this blah 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 blah, and portray in a certain way, and like, let's capture this and like send the message, and it just comes off a little bit cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
Comes off cheesy. You're getting a rah rah. Whenever they're about to go do drills and take soft fungo, when they're about to go see 55-mile-per-hour BP pitches. Like, there's still 6 weeks from opening day, and you're getting rah-rah.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, I think most veteran managers are like, okay, great to have you. It's going to be an exciting season. Here are the goals we have. Here are things I expect from you. All right, let's go take BP.
No, yeah, and I'm assuming that a lot of those other things are happening. They're just not in this video. But and I don't want to crush him too much for saying one thing and then going to two things.
Uh-huh. But it was kind of weird.
It's just it's hard not to chuckle at it.
Yeah. The speech was so boring, almost fell asleep. Espada doesn't seem like a leader of men. Miko is a leader of men. Cash?
Yeah.
I don't think Joe Espada commands a tremendous amount of, like, respect from his team. Like, I think they respect him, but it's not like Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker, like, issues with Dusty Baker, obviously. Dusty Baker walks into the room. Dusty Baker is commanding the respect of everybody in that room.
Yeah, no, I think the Cam Smith video is one where you lost people in that video, in that moment.
And if you didn't lose them, you at least had them second-guessing.
Yeah, because whether or not everyone knows the right decision to have Cam Smith on the opening day roster or not, guys are friends with Chaz McCormick.
Yeah.
And he was just told publicly he lost his job. Like, and I get you want to have a moment for Cam, but I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Like that seems like a private moment.
I wonder if we need to abdicate his position. What are the odds that he's no longer the manager of the Astros this time next year?
Oh, man. I mean, what do they have to do?
I think they have to make the playoffs. I think if he misses the playoffs, he's done.
I don't think making the playoffs is enough, frankly. So I think chances he's back next year, I'll go 40%.
Wow. So if you're handicapping it, you would say Joe Espada, not manager of the Astros, -115?
Yeah.
See, I think I would probably have it at plus money, but slightly like +105.
Like he doesn't he you know, 0-2 in the playoffs, didn't make the playoffs last year. And that's his last two seasons. It's not good enough. It's below the Astro standard.
See, I think if they miss the playoffs, I think they're going to blow it up. As much as they can, because you're still going to have players in a contract. But I think they're going to blow it up organizationally, like front office, manager, that sort of thing.
I think they have to. I mean, I'd like to see them win a real playoff series.
Sure.
So not a wild card round.
That's not real.
No. I mean, in terms of keeping your job, I think it's fine for a team that's like on the rise.
Chase the fight.
To get that wild card round victory when it's been a while.
We chase the fight.
That guy's more inspirational than Espada.
He's way more inspirational. But I don't think if – I would go above 50% if it felt like there was even interest in having negotiations, and that hasn't really happened. Like, they're lame ducks.
Junkie says I'm ready to walk through a cardboard wall for Sleepy Joe Espada. Sex of the day. Well done, 2180. The Astros are cringe-maxing. It's a good way to put it. I think if Altuve were to give that speech to the team, it may not be much different. I wonder if Joe kind of mimics Altuve's persona. Jose Altuve is not doing that on opening day.
No,
not opening day. My bad. My apologies. On day one of spring training, Altuve's not doing that. Altuve's going to scoff at that.
Yeah, Correa's giving the opening day speech, not Altuve.
Correa wouldn't even do this on spring training, though.
No,
Correa would like go up to the boys, and be like, "Hey, man, great to see you. Let's get a lift in." You know, like he's not like this is. It is kind of cringy.
It 100% is.
Texter Bo, Joe Espada should be the major league movie baseball manager for the Guardians. Tell that to the late Augie Garrido. Okay, difference here. Augie Garrido is dealing with a bunch of college players versus professionals, and Augie Garrido is doing that during the midst of a smaller regular season. That's more of a sprint than a marathon, not day one of spring training. Like. Yeah, you're going to see some managerial blow-ups to the team. Not really see it because it should be behind closed doors. But that stuff's not happening day one of spring training. That's happening in the midst of a losing streak when your team's uninspired, when they're not running down to first base, when they're lollygagging. That's not going to happen day one of spring training. It's kind of weird.
And hopefully this is not the speech when they're on a losing streak that he gives.
But you know,
like when they get sucked by the A's.
Here's the other thing. Like, how often do you see Joe Espada like legitimately like, mad at umpires? Like, he comes out and, like, tries to be their friend. Like, I think I've seen him legitimately mad once.
Yeah, he has calm demeanor. Like, he is not one to get thrown. And I don't need him to.
No. But the way that he goes out to, like, argue with umpires, he, like, walks out there and, like, covers his mouth.
Yeah,
like,
no.
It's kind of soft.
No, it 100% is.
I don't need him to, like, lose his lid and be throwing a temper tantrum, but you come out with a little bit of authority.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be Lou Piniella.
No.
But
bigger personality, I get it. But he tries to be soft with them.
Yeah, he's very.
It's like he's talking to his wife.
Yeah, he just has the conversation. Like, it's not – there's no anger. I mean, how many games has he been thrown out of? One?
Probably one or two.
Like, it's not much. Like, he just doesn't
no – And matter, I don't need you to get thrown out.
No. But he just doesn't have,
I just need you to command some respect.
Yeah.
Like, D'Amico Ryans walks through this door right now. What's up, Cap? What do you need me to do?
Tip it. I'm going
to
tip my cap.
Ime walks in. What's up, Coach? What you need me to do?
If Ime walks in, I'm just going to start running.
Joe walks to the door. Hey, Joe, how did you hold that wine glass that one time? That was kind of weird. You remember that?
I forgot about that.
I'll retweet it.
I did forget. That's maybe the weirdest thing with Joe Espada.
He's a sommelier or whatever they call it.
Sommelier?
Do you want your manager in baseball to be a sommelier? No, I want him chewing Red Man tobacco and like spitting every other inning. You know?
Drink a beer.
I want Bruce Bochy limping to the mound because he's had too many innings behind the dish.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I want a tough son of a gun baseball lifer. Joe Espada is holding his wine glass between his index finger and his thumb.
I'm looking at the photo right now. It's so funny.
I like Joe. it doesn't sound like I do right now.
No, but it's very, this photo's
how did funny. You find this?
I'm going to DM you your own tweet.
Yeah, I was going to retweet it.
Okay.
Yeah, DM me my own tweet and send me a search.
I just typed in Joe Espada wine. It was like the fourth tweet that popped up.
Espada said fight, discipline, and to show up. Catch it. We're going to fight. We're going to have discipline. We're going to show up.
Everyone's going to show up.
I think he stole the speech from my junior high football coach after he went 0-5. What? Yeah. I didn't even know this was going to happen. We hadn't heard this. Leland smoking cigarettes in the dugout. See, that's my kind of guy. Like, I want him chewing. I want tobacco in my manager. That would be the first thing I would ask all my managerial candidates if I was the owner of a baseball team. Hey, you want to be the manager? What kind of tobacco? How do you consume your tobacco? I wouldn't even ask if they consume it. How do you consume your tobacco? Yeah. And anything other than like, you know, a chew, a dip. Cigarettes you can't really do in the dugout. It's not in vogue now.
Actually, technically not allowed to dip anymore either.
Yeah, but they still do.
Yeah.
They still do. All right, Junkie of the Day. Who's your Junkie of the Day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, you know where you can get it already. Monument Chevrolet, they are the dealership you can trust, transparent with you. They're not going to hassle you over pricing. Family feel at Monument Chevrolet. It's because they're still family-owned after all these years. 50 years, to be exact, over 50 years. They've helped generations of families get into new vehicles, and then it's just a circle. Because these families keep coming back because they trust the people in Monument Chevrolet. Friendly atmosphere there. They hire great people, which leads to that great culture. And then they hire the best salespeople in the business. It's what makes buying a vehicle with Monument Chevrolet so comfortable. It's because they have salespeople that have been in the game for a long time, and they're at the top of their industry. So swing on by to Monument Chevrolet. Check out their inventory online, monumentchevrolet.com, monumentchevrolet.com. Maybe it's the Silverado you want to get into. Maybe it's the Trax, the Equinox. They got it all over there, and you're going to get exceptional deals on these new vehicles. Tell them your budget. They're going to work hard to meet that budget for you. Get a fair deal, a transparent deal, a no-hassle deal without wasting your time. No tricks, no time wasting, no aggravating, stressful negotiations. Now's the time to upgrade your ride. Go visit them in person. Monument Chevrolet on Beltway 8 and 225. Their lot's so big, they have road names on their lot. But whenever you go, ask for GM Jeff. GM Jeff's going to take care of you. He's going to make sure you're taken care of, and you're going to love your experience with GM Jeff. Jeff is the best, and you're going to see that for yourself when you go talk to him at Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet together, let's drive.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like some kind of ski junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Eat Drink HTX is back for its fifth year, February 15th to the 28th. You can enjoy great food, and just like for Houston Restaurant Week, a portion of each meal is donated to the Houston Food Bank. Restaurants participating at brunch or lunch for just $15, dinner for $25. Find all the participating restaurants and their menus at eatdrinkhtx.com. Coming up later, Soccer Matters at 6, and then Hall of Fame. Brad Gilmore Show, featuring his friend Booker T, who lost his title to me.
I have his title belt.
Did you cash in?
I am the champion.
Cashed in?
He stole it.
Stole it. What's he going to do about it? Nothing. Can't do anything about it these days. Doesn't move quick enough. What are you watching tonight, Joe?
I don't know. Was there a good college game on tonight?
Number one, Michigan. Number seven, Purdue. Tipped off 22 minutes ago.
It'll be over by the time I get home, pretty much.
I'll probably listen to it on the way home. There's a bunch of top 25 matchups. Nothing top 25, top 25. UCLA, Michigan State. Nebraska, Iowa. Tech, Arizona State tonight. UCLA, Michigan State. Louisville, SMU. Arizona plays tomorrow. I'll watch them tomorrow. They play BYU. No Richie Saunders for BYU, though. Towards ACL. Big blow.
That sucks.
Second best score. Big blow for them. All right, junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day? Joe.
Well, I got two nominations. First of all, Brian.
Yeah.
Not listening to me.
Alex nominated Brian as well.
It's fair. Also, we'll nominate IMG Academy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is where Aziz Olajuwon currently attends school.
Does he really?
Yeah, he transferred there.
I didn't know that.
But they have been fined $1.7 million by the government over fees tied to a Mexican drug cartel.
Is that bad?
And I'm Mexica.
Is there something wrong with that?
Bad. Seems bad.
What's the issue here?
Does that break NIL rules if it's Mexican drug money?
Yeah.
I would assume so.
I mean,
that's Florida, so you never know.
Yeah.
I'm saying they've probably taken more shady money than that.
Probably.
Yeah.
So you got IMG, you got Brian. Those are your two.
Those are my two.
Same level.
I'm going to nominate Tony Clark. Tony Clark resigned after an internal investigation revealed. Tony Clark's the MLBPA executive director.
Great time.
Which the timing of this is supposed to be negotiating a new CBA because there's going to be a labor dispute. Probably not a full season next year. But he resigned after internal investigation revealed he had inappropriate relationships with his sister-in-law who had been hired by the union in 2023. Mm. I want to know if this was his wife's sister or his brother's wife.
Makes a big difference.
Does it?
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't think it makes a big difference.
I might have heard you wrong before when I said that.
You're both cheating on your wife.
No. I'm not saying one of them's good. I don't know. They're both. But yeah, the timing on this is the worst part of it, I think.
And there's also now Jeff Passan also tweeted it's because of alleged financial improprieties at the union. So I guess it's. Is it two things? Like the financial part led to the cheating found out?
Maybe the story wanted to be the finances, and then all of a sudden that came out later. He's like, oh, well, couldn't control the narrative. Elaine Kiffin thought that his retweets wouldn't show up on his Instagram.
What'd he do?
Let y'all realize what he's reposting.
No. Lane.
It kind of tracks when it comes to Lane Kiffin, though.
Yeah.
It's not surprising.
No.
And then Lloyd Noble. There in Norman, a popcorn machine caught on fire over the weekend and had to delay the game with Georgia.
I see what you're doing, Lane.
Yeah, it's not the first time to fall victim. Not the first person to fall victim of that. But, not up to date with what does what. Brian, what you got?
I've got two. One, listeners waiting 30 years to dunk on Branham about what comes with the Monte Cristo sandwich. And then also, I don't know if you guys saw this. Not that this is the first time he's been in trouble. And it's actually a shout-out to someone who's in the intro for this segment, but Shia LaBeouf got arrested for getting in a fight on Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras. Mm.
Did he get beat up, too?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I heard I didn't watch the fight, but I saw somebody, like, quote tweet it, say that he got beat up.
I've been to this bar.
What bar?
Tavern. No, it's not Tavern. It's Rush Street Inn, I think is what
it's
it is.
It's on Bourbon?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been up and down Bourbon Street a time or two.
I don't know what that accent was.
I don't either, so... Nominate
oh,
that.
I'll also nominate Jeremy saying FUD Rutgers, as long as we're throwing
what
in.
What did you say funny?
Well, you called me out for saying
penalty
instead of foul.
No, you said something else funny.
I don't know.
That I called you out around then.
There's
too.
A lot of things, probably.
Brother's wife is way worse. I mean, it breaks brother code, but both are pretty dang bad.
It breaks all codes, regardless.
LaBeouf pulled a Sanchez. Tuxter Bo says Tony Clark. Somebody says JD, Katie, junkie of the day. Katie follows are hilarious. Another one says Tony Clark, 24/7 for crowning Josh Hoover the next Fernando Mendoza. All right, what's winning?
Tony Clark?
Guacamole is what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, junkie. Yeah, Tony Clark's the clear winner.
Yeah, Tony Clark's the winner.
Congratulations, Tony Clark. You're our junkie of the day. It's going to do it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. Joe, he did good. Thanks. Jeremy. I did okay as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, coming up right now on ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2.
H-Town.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2.